In the early modern era, geographical discoveries sparked enthusiasm for medical experimentation with exotic plants. During this period, the problems of classifying and understanding the exotic flora came to have a strong influence over the development of European botany and its empirical character. In the late 16th century, gardens established at universities began to change from being repositories of plants collected solely for pharmaceutical reasons to becoming scientific botanic gardens. The involvement of universities in this process began in Northern Italy. Teaching gardens were developed by the University of Pisa, Padua, and Bologna, which also pioneered the preparation of books of mounted dried plants. The teaching method spread northwards over a few decades. Since then, improvements in one location were quickly copied elsewhere. This led to the proliferation of exotic gardens in the 19th century, when advances in the use of steel and glass allowed for replicating the climate of the equatorial regions. The birth of a scientific approach based on collecting specimens also resulted in the creation of zoological collections, whose goal became the gathering of the entire fauna rather than its most unusual elements. Between the 18th and the 19th centuries, comparative anatomy research led to the emergence of new disciplines, such as paleontology, that focused on connections demonstrating the occurrence of evolution. Toward the end of the 19th century, another round of methodological reforms based on claims for the superiority of experiment spawned a significant number of new specialties, such as experimental embryology, bacteriology, biochemistry, and genetics. The value attributed to experimental genetic studies in both plants and animals led to the spread of agricultural field stations, which became a part of the university institutional landscape throughout the world.